The new Read to Achieve legislation requires all third graders whose reading skills aren't up to snuff by the end of the year to attend a summer reading camp. That camp has to be 3 hours a day and run for 6 weeks. And that's just not going to be very manageable for working parents, says CMS Chief Learning Services Officer Valerie Truesdale.
Our parents would rather have a full day of schooling for students in the summer than to have to get off work in the middle of the morning and go pick up their child and then go back to work. And then what will we do for daycare in the afternoon?
So CMS is asking the state for permission to condense the time into 3 weeks. That would also save the district about $250,000 in transportation costs, which is a big deal when CMS figures the $2 million the state plans to give the district to run the camps will only cover about half of their cost.
So if we have almost 12,000 students in grade 3 and over 50% of them struggled with the beginning of grade test, you could see that we will be short in the funding for our summer reading camp.
The district's other big concern is the amount of reading tests the new law calls for. Students can get out of the summer reading camps by passing the end of grade test or by completing what's called a reading portfolio. That's basically a series of tests administered between January and May. And there's a lot of them, says CMS Superintendent Heath Morrison.
We have looked that that might impact over 30% of the time our students will be experiencing third grade, will be in some sort of assessment rather than instruction. We have huge concerns with that.
Still, the district wants all third graders to complete the portfolio to make sure they have every shot of going on to fourth grade without what's called a retention label. CMS is asking the state to allow it to get rid of several of these tests.
This looks like third grade hell to me, and I hate to use that term. I know that's bad, but it is.
That's Rhonda Lennon, a CMS school board member who represents Northern Mecklenburg County.
I'm opposed to the heavy-handed mandates being forced down on CMS and the other LEAs by our state legislators that have good intentions, but absolutely are off base with how this is being implemented at the schoolhouse level.
She says the mandates are particularly galling, considering charter schools have a lot more flexibility when it comes to the law. They don't have to run summer reading camps. Instead, they can choose to give kids 90 minutes of uninterrupted reading instruction every day in fourth grade until they read at grade level, or offer accelerated reading classes during the year. Truesdale says CMS has requested that same flexibility.
This broad approach provides for an opportunity for a school to tailor its interventions to the needs of their students. And we believe that this particular flexibility clause needs to be extended to all public schools, not just to charter public schools in our state.
Parents should know shortly before school ends whether their children will have to attend the camps. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.